This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Haunted houses at Halloween are nothing new. One year when I was a kid, my sister and I set up one in our truly grisly basement and charged neighborhood kids a dime to be scared. But it hasn't gone out of style. Only nowadays at Halloween, thousands of people across the country go to churches to be terrified. Churches that have bought kits to construct brand name hell houses. The Hell House kit is designed by Pastor Keenan Roberts of New Destiny Christian Center in Colorado. Occasionally, secular people get their hands on the kits, including some theater groups that have staged not exactly pious versions. Last Halloween, when a frighteningly authentic Hell House turned up in Brooklyn, we sent Studio 360's Peter Crimmins to check it out.
The theater company has an absurd name, Les Frères Corbusier, but they're not French, they're not brothers, they're not named Corbusier. Nevertheless, in an upscale neighborhood of loft apartments in Brooklyn, they've taken over a warehouse theater space to put on a Hell House to the best of their ability.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I've been expecting you.
The show is part haunted house, part evangelical sermon, in which a demon guides theatergoers through a maze of black curtains. Inside those curtains are rooms where actors, both professional and volunteer, act out the consequences of sin. It's a barrage of bad decisions. A rape becomes a suicide, a gay marriage results in AIDS, an abortion becomes just a bloody mess with an industrial vacuum cleaner as a surgical instrument. This room that we're in now is a classroom.
Meet my old pal Jeremy. I gave Jeremy his first taste of the occult when he was reading Goosebumps. Then he moved on to Harry Potter.
Jeremy is sullen and antisocial. We learn he plays Dungeons and Dragons and listens to Judas Priest. He's also wearing a trench coat. You can see where this is going. Each vignette is about 3 minutes long, and tragedy is telescoped right from the get-go. The messages come fast and dirty, and nothing is left to subtlety. This show in Brooklyn is just the way hell houses are staged in church halls all across the country, says the show's creator, Pastor Keenan Roberts of the New Destiny Christian Center in Thornton, Colorado.
It's not the ballet. You know, it's not Cats. It is Hell House, and if you want Hell House to be a genuine representation, it has got to be a rock and roll kind of thing.
What do all those heavy metal songs tell you to do?
Heavy metal songs have been telling poor Jeremy to pull out a gun, shoot his classmates and his teacher, and then himself. Whether or not you agree with that line of logic, you can't help but be disturbed by this performance.
It would be real easy to start playing it tongue-in-cheek. But if you're going to continue to be true to what it's really like for people all across the United States when they go through a hell house, it has to be pedal to the metal the entire time.
Now it's time for your class trip to hell!
Oh, God! Somebody help me!
This experimental, secular theater company with a funny name is not interested in preaching the gospel. But they were so interested in creating an authentic hell house that they flew Pastor Keenan out from Colorado to critique their New York show.
We're doing our best to create a facsimile of a hell house, but with a completely different sort of ultimate intent.
Alex Timbers is the artistic director of Les Frères Corbusier.
You know, there's also an undeniable frame of irony around the experience that we are in a way trying to evade, but, you know, is undeniable.
There is an inherent irony in an evangelistic haunted house fresh out of the Midwest being staged in Brooklyn. Both Alex Timbers and Pastor Keenan know that, but they've come to an agreement. The theater company promises not to parody Hell House, and the pastor won't complain that this is not in the service of evangelical revival. It's a truce, but it's a prickly one, because ideologically, there's no agreement at all. For example, the original script by Pastor Keenan isn't exactly Shakespeare.
To give it New York off-Broadway production values is not to honor the quality and the spirit of the production. So we wanted to try to match it at the level of the materials they would use, the production values they would use, not to try to make it purposefully bad acting, but to really treat it like a sociological artifact.
We're not satisfied in it being some type of social or cultural artifact.
Once again, Pastor Keenan Roberts.
What it's really about, ultimately and primarily, it is about communicating what we believe to be the truth of the Word of God, the Bible, that sin destroys and Jesus saves.
Some people leave like sort of like weeping hysterically at how funny it is, and other people, we've had four out of the last five nights, people have fainted in the abortion room. I mean, that's truly visceral theater. And then you have another group of people who exit the production and are furious. They feel like they've been hijacked by the Christian right. The one reaction we haven't had is anyone that's actually expressed to us that they've refound Jesus through it, you know, which is what we've been promised will happen.
Pastor Keenan promises that his Hell House concept, when produced by church groups, has a 30% conversion rate. That means 30% of attendees will find or renew their faith in Jesus Christ. But if we're to believe Alex Timber's accounts, obviously something's been lost in translation. This does not alter the evangelical drive, says Randall Balmer. He's a professor of religious studies at Columbia University. He's an evangelical Christian himself, and he's the author of the book My Kingdom Come.
One of the things that evangelicals believe is that you should preach the gospel, you should proclaim the good news whenever possible, and that the good news will, at least on occasion, fall on receptive ears.
With the arrival of Hell House in Brooklyn, Pastor Keenan's gospel message is thrown that much wider, no matter it may be falling in unfriendly waters. When he proclaims Hell House is about truth and love, he's wrapped in the armor of God. Here's Professor Balmer again.
What I worry about theologically with a production like Hell House is that it's not really good news. I think it's theologically suspect from within the confines of evangelical theology.
Toward the finale of Hell House is a hallway of horrors, a staple of any haunted house worth its salt. It's a very narrow, winding corridor each person must walk through, while ghosts and ghouls leap out from behind corners. In Hell House, Alex Timbers finds this particularly effective.
They aren't ghosts and ghouls. They're people you know who are dying of AIDS, who have decided to have abortions. And I find it exceptionally powerful in the Brooklyn version of that, that these people that I know as a metropolitan liberal who are deeply suffering, which makes me very sad, they're depicted as people who deserve to go to hell, as people who are to be hated and despised.
There's probably many in the New York theater-going crowd, they've already made up their minds before they see it. That really doesn't matter, because you're still giving it access. You may not like what I'm saying, but you are listening.
For Studio 360, I'm Peter Crimmins.
I'm Kurt Anderson. That theater company with a funny name, Les Frères Corbusier, they haven't given up on gore. They are currently working on a musical called Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson.